to a 33 pant, and I've maintained that now for over almost a year now. Yeah, absolutely. Andro 400 has helped me lose 111 pounds, and I've maintained my weight for almost a year now.
Thanks, James, for that inspiring testimony and 111 good reasons to choose Andro 400, the most effective and natural way to lose belly fat, increase libido, gain energy, strength and muscle while safely boosting your testosterone levels. So guys, how many reasons do you need for trying Andro 400? Well, here are two more great reasons. Order now and get free shipping plus an additional $6 off when you use the code SAVE6. That's SAVE6. Call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435, or go to andro400.com, andro400.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The Trump campaign's taking issue with Attorney General William Barr's statement on election fraud.
Barr told the AP that the Justice Department has found no evidence of voter fraud that would change the outcome of the 2020 election. However, in a written statement, President Trump's legal team says, with all due respect to the Attorney General, there hasn't been any semblance of a Department of Justice investigation. The campaign says it has gathered ample evidence of illegal voting in at least six states. And it says it will continue its legal challenges through the judicial system and state legislatures.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Today, the first Tuesday after Thanksgiving, has been designated as Giving Tuesday, when people around the world donate to nonprofit and charitable organizations, sharing the blessings they have with others. This year, the Salem Radio Network, parent company of Town Hall News, has adopted the Nonprofit Prison Fellowship, whose Angels Tree program helps children with a mom or dad in prison. Donors make it possible for these children to receive a Christmas present, a Bible, and a personalized note from their incarcerated parent in the belief that kids should not be punished for the misdeeds of a parent. More information is available on the website angeltree.org/Kirk. CDC scientists say the coronavirus was present in U.S. earlier than initially thought.
The coronavirus was in the U.S. as early as mid-December 2019, a period earlier than officially identified in either China or the U.S., according to new research from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The study, published Monday, found evidence of the virus in 106 of 7,389 blood donations to the Red Cross in nine states. These donations were collected between December 13, 2019 and January 17, 2020, with the Red Cross later submitting them to the CDC to test for antibodies. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 185 points. More at townhall.com.
If you've fallen behind in your credit card payments during the shutdown, you're probably feeling some added pressures. And even a brief history of late payments can lead to a big drop in your credit score. But you don't have to solve these problems alone. Trinity Debt Management can help. We'll work with your creditors, put a stop to late fees and other penalties, and make a plan that helps you get caught up. We'll also consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment and negotiate much lower interest rates. Not only will you find immediate relief, you'll save thousands. And don't worry, it's not a loan. It's a smart way to get back on track. All you have to do is give Trinity a quick call, and we'll take care of the rest. Right now, no one really knows what the future will bring. But one thing is for sure. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
holiday season, foster hope by giving the gift of a loving home to foster kids. Clark County's Department of Family Services is looking for caregivers to open their homes and hearts to foster youth. From teenagers to toddlers, there are approximately 3,000 children in Clark County foster care system in need of a home. Take the first step and learn more at countmein.vegas to sign up for a non-obligational virtual information session or call 702-455-0181. That's countmein.vegas.
This sponsorship is in cooperation with the DCFS and Adoption Incentive Funding.
It's 304. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. In a unanimous vote, the Clark County Commission certified the results of the contested race in District C, which Ross Miller narrowly defeated Stavros Anthony by 10 votes. The decision was a reversal from the action taken last month to not certify the results when County Registrar of Voters Joe Gloria told commissioners that 139 discrepancies were identified, enough to cast doubt over the outcome of the race. Today's decision appears to end the possibility of a special election and leave Anthony with only the option to contest the results in court. Former Zappos CEO Tony Hsieh died from complications of smoke inhalation. That's the finding of the Connecticut Medical Examiner's Office, which has ruled his death an accident. The 46-year-old died Friday after being injured in a house fire in Connecticut on November 18th. Also, Hsieh created a side company after being the founder of Zappos back in 1999. That was called the Downtown Project, which pumped some $350 million of his own money into revitalizing downtown Las Vegas. He will be missed. Some Las Vegas area charter schools have switched back to 100% distance learning. That's a temporary one, they say, and they did this with an abundance of caution.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Look out for a crash on the left shoulder. That's US 95 northbound at Ann Road. Lane restrictions also something to deal with in that area. And we're also getting some heavy volumes through the resort area of the 15, northbound at Sahara and southbound at Flamingo.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a for what has been a momentous Tuesday. Lots going on. William Barr, this has me absolutely apoplectic. William Barr is the Attorney General, and he says there is no evidence of widespread voter fraud across America. Now, we've seen evidence here in Nevada, evidence around the country, evidence in Georgia and in Michigan and in Wisconsin. Here in Nevada, we are just now getting to the discovery stage. And how he can say that, I don't know. I want to know, and I think the American people want to know, what is the evidence that the Justice Department and the FBI has been looking for? Where's the investigation? They must have been doing it under cover of darkness. Now, I don't know how you feel about this, but I am incredibly disappointed in William Barr. And I think the president probably is too, and he's been tweeting out about it all day. But my point is, where is the investigation? Where is the high-profile investigation with a special counsel and different people? Where are those people? That's what I don't quite understand. One of the things I'm going to do in this first hour is I want to find out from you. Because if you can't trust the integrity of our vote, of our election system, then my question to you is, what does it matter? Why even go out to vote? I mean, if the goose is already cooked, you know, why even go to the polls? Why even participate in the electoral process if we can't trust what's going on? And clearly, there is absolutely, at least among people that I've talked to just in the last, 20 days, 25 days, more and more people are telling me they're just turned off. Just turned off. I'm going to open up our phone lines early, and I want to get your sense in the election system that we have in America, that we have here in Nevada. Republicans won't be able to win another election as long as any of us are alive. I mean, if this continues the way it's going right now, because people simply don't believe in the system. They believe that the fix is in. Now the president's getting ready to go down on Saturday to Georgia for the special election there. And it's to me it might be futile because there's all kinds of stuff going on down there where people are moving to the state to vote in the election and then they'll move back home the next day, which, by the way, is against the law. Anyway, I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you if you believe in our electoral system in America, in our electoral system here in the state of Nevada. And do you believe what we have here are fair and honest elections? Again, that's 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you if you believe that our electoral system is fair and honest, and if both sides, Republicans, Democrats, Libertarians, Save the Whales Party, if everybody has an equal shot. I think more and more people are coming down on the side of, no, it's not fair. I'll tell you what, let's do. Let's begin with Pete. Pete, you're up and you're on AM 670 KMZQ. I'm Kevin Wall. Good afternoon.
I've got something to say that's going to make you and your listeners feel a lot better. Well, or have a good counter argument to these knuckleheads that just want to move along and not talk about what's been going on with this election malfeasance. Jimmy Hoffa in the mid-1970s went missing. Now, no one's been arrested for his death, and they haven't found his body. So why would you insult my intelligence by telling me that Jimmy Hoffa must have died of natural causes because we never caught anybody? I call it the Jimmy Hoffa effect. It was the perfect crime when they killed Jimmy Hoffa, and this 2020 election is a perfect crime.
No, and can I tell you that there are other examples? We talk about it with immigration. You know how we say, this many people have been caught trying to cross our borders. But nobody ever tells you about the millions of people who cross our border and are never caught.
Yeah, exactly. Imagine, God forbid this would ever happen to anybody, but imagine if your child went missing, okay? And the child's been missing for months. So you know something criminal has happened, but they can't find your child's body, and no one gets arrested for your child's murder. So would it be right for me to insult your intelligence by saying, well, I'm sure your child's alive. Nobody proved anything.
Yeah. No, Pete. The Jimmy Hoffa example is a really good one. I'm glad you called because, no, and that's the quintessential dated reference. But thank you for the call anyway. Carl, you're next and you're on. I'm glad you called. Hi.
Yes, hi, Kevin. Listen, I'm finally glad that Barr finally got a little, became honest for change and stopped kissing up to his boss. He had to finally tell the truth. He couldn't get away with it. Same with the governor of Georgia and the senator from Georgia, which Trump is mad at, saying they could find nothing. They have to tell the truth. They can't keep lying for the liar-in-chief. They just can't keep it up. And Barr finally got a little conscience and said, look, I can't do this anymore. I cannot lie anymore. They can't find any evidence, really, or they would have brought it out. There's nothing.
Well, but where is the investigation? Where is the transparency of the investigation?
They all had an investigation. Georgia had a big investigation. They recounted the votes. Is everybody lies. Every Democrats lie. Everybody lies. He's the biggest liar that's ever existed in Washington. So, I mean, you know, think about it.
Unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The 2021 Acura TLX will take your breath away.
Yes, the new TLX styling is aggressive.
Enough power to rival any adversary.
It has a standard iVTEC turbo engine.
And enough features to make you the hero.
Just tell them the truth. The all-new Acura TLX is the best sedan we've ever created. How's that sound? See it at your local Acura dealer. Acura. Less talk, more drive.
View our extensive inventory of Acuras at Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall or online at FinleyAcura.com.
Uh-oh. You have an ugly, embarrassing fungus on your toes and don't know what to do. You've tried topical medications and they simply didn't work. You're fearful of the doctor's knife, painful laser treatments, and don't want any part of sulfur-containing oral drugs. Well, Bye-Bye Fungus is your answer for fast, safe, and effective treatment of awful fungal infections. Bye-Bye Fungus is based upon advanced technology that utilizes a patented combination of isoamylactate and jojoba oil. No other topical product includes this patented combination of ingredients, which work together to quickly eradicate the fungus. Bye-Bye Fungus is as easy to apply as nail polish. And for a limited time, you can receive a 20% discount by calling 1-800-258-3635 and mentioning the Kevin Wall Show. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and enter the discount code WALL.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the Valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor a plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
Has your child swallowed your medicine, your laundry detergent, your nail polish remover? Call the Poison Helpline. Have you inhaled paint thinner, glue, pesticides? Call the Poison Helpline. Have a question about a dose, a fume, something your kid just drank? Call the Poison Helpline. Poisonings can happen at the home, on the job, or in the great outdoors. Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. 1-800-222-1222. Save the number, save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Now, I know Carl, is probably thinking that I cut him off. I didn't. The power in the entire shopping center where our studios are located went dark. Only for 3 or 5 minutes, but 3 or 5 minutes. In radio, that's an eternity. Anyway, my apologies to Carl, and give us a call back. We'll get you back on. And again, for those of you that were holding, you got clipped as well. So 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you, because I'm stoked. What we have is an attorney general who has made the determination that there is no evidence of voter fraud in America. And, people on the other side of the aisle have been saying things like there's no evidence of systemic racism, you know, and the fact is there is racism in America. Is it systemic? Depends on how you define systemic, but the reality is, yes, there is racism in America. Is it systemic and is it widespread? Probably no, but try telling that to them. Anyway, we'll see what you think though, and again I want to find out from you. If you honestly believe there is no sign of... in fact, I know people. I know people right now, today, that swear up and down they voted, but when they check with the Clark County Registrar, they show that they didn't vote. And by the way, they voted for Trump. This is bizarre. Now, the other big news of the day, which I think is great, the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, vaccine advisors voted 13-1 to distribute the vaccine to first responders. Okay, to distribute to first responders. There's about 20 million of those people out there, and those in long-term nursing homes, and that's about 3 million there. There's about 20 million first responders, and there's about 3 million, folks that live in long-term nursing care, nursing homes, and that's great news, and that means at least we have a strategy going in the next couple of weeks. Certainly by Christmas time, we're going to be vaccinating people by Christmas time. They're going to have the first. And that's great news. And in fact, Tucker Carlson, went on the air last night one of the most thoughtful pieces that I've seen him do in a long time, where he talked about the experts who he says have been wrong about our kids and COVID. There was some talk that we'd end up vaccinating children. I want you to hear Tucker Carlson, though. This is cut number one, and this is from last night's show. Tucker Carlson on Fox News Channel. Here it is, cut one, go.
Watch Mrs. Pelosi fret about the health of our children.
Are you confident that students and teachers will go back safely to school in the fall?
No, I think what we heard from the secretary was malfeasance and dereliction of duty. This is appalling. They're messing. They're messing. The president and his administration are messing with the health of our children. Going back to school presents the biggest risk for the spread of the coronavirus.
Uh-huh. If that's not criminal, what she just said, we may need to redefine what it means to commit a crime. 60 million school-aged children affected by a decision that was wrong, and many of them hurt for life, but we just blow right past it and allow political leaders like that to blow right past with phrases like the health of our children. What happens when you lock children in their rooms in front of screens and prevent them from experiencing human contact? Has Nancy Pelosi ever been asked that question? Has she ever wondered about the answer? According to the Centers for Disease Control, a total of 522 children between the ages of 5 and 14 died of suicide in 2017. In that same age group, only 42 children have died from the coronavirus so far this year. What are those suicide numbers going to look like if we continue to take Nancy Pelosi's advice about the health of our children? We already have some indications of that. Future years will reveal the whole picture, and you can be certain it'll be horrifying. But for right now, with incomplete data, here's what we know. In St. Paul, Minnesota, for example, 40% of all grades given this year have been Fs, and you can be certain they're grading lightly, but it's still double the normal amount of failures. In Fairfax County, Virginia, the number of middle and high school students with failing grades in two or more classes has increased by 83%. The number of students with disabilities who are failing two or more classes has increased by more than 100%. In a lot of school districts, huge numbers of kids never even registered for online classes. Do you have kids? Do you know anyone who does? They're learning nothing. Those are real consequences. If you want to know the health of a society, look at its young people, look at its schools. These are obvious points that are being roundly ignored, and anyone who makes them is attacked for making them. We're going to look back on this woman in shame. Back in June, we interviewed Dr. Scott Atlas. He was then a member of the White House's coronavirus task force. He was one of the very few people, then or now, brave enough to make a simple point. Here's what he said.
But the point about the schools is really critical because this is the most irrational public policy probably in modern history. Children have virtually zero risk of getting a serious complication, virtually zero risk of dying. You don't lock down the children because you are personally afraid. It's totally outrageous.
Dr. Scott Atlas was attacked as a monster for saying that. Really attacked. Dr. Tony Fauci, by contrast, was deified. Signs throughout Northwest D.C. said, I believe Dr. Fauci. But the truth is that Scott Atlas was right and Dr. Fauci was revealed as a power-mad incompetent. That's not our opinion, by the way. The data prove it.
Yeah, yeah. Tucker Carlson, spot on, even as we speak. By the way, coming up in our next segment, I'll let you hear from Dr. Scott Atlas, who, by the way, just resigned last night. He just resigned from the coronavirus task force. Now, what we are finding is, we're still wrestling with this whole notion of reopening the schools. And if you followed this show for any length of time, you know that we spend a lot of time on education. I have some people say, why do you spend so much time on education? Simply put, it's the future of our nation and of our community. And the fact is, the New York City schools reopened yesterday, and we'll see how this all plays out.
But it's absolutely bizarre what is going on. By the way, Megan Barth will join us just after 5 o'clock. And believe it or not, I'll bet you she has something to say about William Barr. And I'll bet you it's none too complimentary, because she has spent the better part of the last, 4 or 5 years, proving here in Nevada that there is a problem. Today we had the Clark